that. So this is quite an enormous undertaking, and you know, together with trying to locate the emitters, Section 45Q it provides a tax credit for the capture of the carbon and the sequestration or use of the carbon. And a lot of people are thinking very hard about how to do this in the most efficient way, focusing on parts of the country that have good geology for which the carbon can be safely secured, you know, forever. There's basically three ways that the statute supports the disposal of the carbon. One is through a geologic sequestration. Second is through what's called EOR, which is enhanced oil or gas recovery. And then the third is through a commercial utilization, which is demonstrated to show reductions in life cycle carbon emissions. But what folks are looking at now is trying to identify the different locations for either EOR or geologic sequestration, and trying to find ways to connect the emitters to those locations, and to think about transportation networks that need to be built. And in a couple of minutes, I'll just describe some of the other initiatives that are coming out of Washington to try to support this network, which is, you know, similar to the transmission discussions that have been happening in the last day or two on this. But, you know, this is really looking at trying to get the carbon to places where it could be safely secured from power plants as well as other emitters. So just backing up a little bit and talking specifically about this carbon credit, which has really been, I think, the impetus behind a lot of development. You know, it's all somewhat early stage, and this is, you know, there are a lot of projects that are being developed, but there are a number of projects that have been developed earlier and are operating. What hasn't happened, I think, as of yet, is you haven't had third-party monetization of this tax credit as yet. So that's a funding source that is still on the sidelines, but it is in process, and we do have final regulations as of January 6th. So hopefully that will move a lot of these projects forward with this opportunity to have third-party tax credit monetization. So February 18, 2018, there was a significant amendment to this existing tax credit. It had been previously limited to 75 million metric tons of carbon, and that really was not a clear enough pathway for folks to be investing, you know, millions or billions of dollars in this sector. So it really had not been a widely adopted opportunity. But under the new, the amended version, they've increased the amount of the credit. They've broadened the opportunity to include direct air capture. They've permitted commercial utilization as a way to also take advantage of the credit. And within the new regs that came out earlier this month, you know, there's a lot of very specific rules that have to be followed with respect to, in particular, the EOR disposal, to make it absolutely clear that every metric ton that's being claimed, you know, for which a credit is being claimed, is actually going in the ground and is not likely to come out. And so the various MRV protocols are being specified, and independent third parties need to confirm what is being claimed with respect to so-called class two wells. The wells that are being explored for geologic sequestration or class six wells are somewhat of a new thing for the EPA, and we expect that they'll be ramping up their review of those applications for geologic storage to protect groundwater contamination. And that's, you know, an area that I think is going to be very important to really move forward the opportunities with geologic storage all over the country.